Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and Archer with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the beloved Sunshine Coast Seaside Park, Nori Job Park, is set to undergo a $1.6 million transformation. The first stage of the work is scheduled to begin in early June and expected to be completed by the end of September this year. Stage 1 works will include replacing existing shelter, pathways, drainage work signage, and the timber pedestrian bridge. The Miles government is set to invest an additional $65.52 million to expand the Sustained Health Home Visiting Program. The funding aims to offer intensive support from the start of pregnancies and support children with vulnerability to reach their full potential in collaboration with the Putting Queensland Kids First Plan. The program will roll out statewide over the coming 3 years and aim to support at least 3,000 babies each year. In national news, the Royal Australian Mint is set to release Bluey-themed dollar bucks for its June collectible coins. The dollar bucks are a collection of three fun, colourful coins depicting the Healer family together, Bluey on her own, and Bluey and Bingo dressed up as the iconic grannies. To purchase the coins, a ballot is free to enter from now to tomorrow, with the chosen selected being able to purchase either the individual coins or a three-coin set with stickers straight after.
A man accused of defrauding two tornado victims in New South Wales has appeared in court to defend his misdealings. The victims' home and sheds were flattened in the 2021 Central Tablelands tornado and had hired the accused Mr. Perez to rebuild. After lengthy delays and thousands of dollars moving between accounts, Mr. Perez faces multiple counts of fraud. In international news, hundreds have gathered in Taiwan to commemorate 35 years since the brutal Tiananmen Square crackdown in China on June 4, 1989. Last night, people met in and around Taipei City's Liberty Square for an annual vigil and speeches criticizing the Chinese government for rights abuse. In the week leading up to the date, Hong Kong police arrested 8 people over celebrating the day and publishing rebellious posts online. For your weather today, Brisbane is colder than a toilet seat in the morning. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.